It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Alright. Alright. Checking in at
number 5.
Paul Ryan got an earful at a manufacturing plant in his home district in southern Wisconsin. He was taking questions from employees during yesterday's event and heard from at least one employee who said he's frustrated with Republican infighting now that the party controls everything in Washington. The speaker said he understands frustration, especially after those damn senators.
When one senator flipped his vote or voted the way we didn't think he was going to, it went down. That was extremely frustrating. So what am I doing about this, and what can I do as Speaker of the House? I can make sure that the House delivers. This is the third time in 100 years we've had this alignment of government that we've got to get it done, or else I'm really worried our country will continue down a bad path.
Yeah, well, the one problem here is, I mean, and I understand all that philosophical thing, but the practice, the House passed a bill that they knew the Senate wouldn't pass, right?
Yeah.
They did that intentionally. They were like, this is a terrible bill. Mm-hmm. Really?
You
but,
fix it.
But we made this so that you can at least fix it. Mm-hmm. Then the Senate couldn't fix the bill. They wouldn't vote on the House bill. They tried to create their own, and then they kept going through all these different iterations. They couldn't even, at one point, they couldn't even get a vote to continue to talk about it. Then they finally got the vote to continue to talk about it, and then they put up a bill. And then the bill that they were the skinny repeal, which is the one that they were going to send back to
that
the Congress.
Most Republican congressmen had already spoken in favor of at one point or another over the last 7 years.
But the actual specific bill, the skinny repeal.
Mm. But the idea that you need to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Right. Yeah. No, the idea. But about the skinny bill that they were about to vote on, the one that went down that he's talking about, he's frustrated with. They literally, the senators who were voting for it, said to Paul Ryan, hey, we're sending this back to you. Do not pass it. Right? So is he
How
sitting there?
That?
I mean, here's the reality. We're smarter out here. I know everybody wants to talk about how gullible, you know, the American voter is now, especially the people in the Midwest and the people in Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio. This is not about gullibility. I think that we get it. And I think the people who are frustrated with him get it. That the reality is these guys don't really want to do a repeal and replace. They were saying that only to whip up sentiment, only to get people all like nutty and jumping up and down and all angry about stuff. Because if you get a mob angry enough, they'll do stuff and then they'll regret it a couple hours later. It's like drinking. Right?
You know
so
about that.
I know all about that. I know all about doing stuff and a couple hours later going, what did I just do? So that is what that's what this whole repeal and replace thing was about, as opposed to just going and fixing the healthcare, because what are you going to do? You're going to either take the whole thing out, which no one was going to do, because once it's in, it's hard to take out, or you were going to start this whole campaign, this just made-up concept of we're going to repeal, we're going to replace, we're going to do this, and then when they got into it, they realized, well, wait, but we're actually going to mess with people's health insurance if we do that. And then you had the stark conservatives who just run in these districts where they just hate everything that the federal government does. And they know those congressmen and senators know that their philosophy will never rule the day in Washington and probably shouldn't. But they know that that's what their constituents want. So they're all like, you know, the Ted Cruz's of the world. They're all excited about saying no to everything. But that doesn't work. They actually have to do something. So Paul Ryan, stop crying crocodile tears here and like, oh, those senators, they couldn't do anything. You couldn't do it. What you did, they couldn't sign. What the Senate did, they told you not to sign. And that's why we sit here. Get back together and do something.
It's a legitimate concern. If you control both houses of Congress, how come they're not passing any legislation?
Because they have consistently misrepresented what it is they want to do. And when the American public, it's easy to say repeal and replace, and everybody goes, yay! And they go, that means you're losing your health care. Oh, boo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
New Yorker has released the audio of Ryan Liz's phone conversation with the mooch, Anthony Scaramucci. And it does not disappoint.
Who leaked that to you?
Oh, man, I can't tell you that.
What's that?
I can't tell you that.
But
okay, so I'm just gonna. What I'm gonna do is I will eliminate everybody in the comms team and we'll start over. So it's no problem. That's all. So I asked these guys not to leak anything, and they can't help themselves. So we'll eliminate everybody. So was somebody in the comms team leaked that to you?
Oh gosh.
So great.
Richard, you're a longtime print reporter, right? I mean, and you're working on a column, you're working on a story, you're working a source for something. And then a guy calls him and goes, Who come on, who was it? A guy in the government. A guy who's in the government, by the way, 5 minutes ago. Just got there, literally.
You're so loyal to him.
First day on the job, he's like, all right, come on, tell me, who was it?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when I was back when I was doing like more news type reporting, it never happened. I never got that call. But I love this guy because he's just like, he really is like one of the heads of the five families. All right, I'm going to name a few. Was it Pantangela? Mo Green?
I'll take them all out.
If you don't say anything, I'm going to assume that they weren't. You know?
Wait, there's more.
But I wanted to ask you if you wanted to be profiled.
I don't want to be profiled.
Well, just
I'm
what
not
you're
Steve
trying
Bannon.
To do. What you're trying to do.
I'm not Steve Bannon. No. I'm not trying to my own. I'm not trying to build my own brand off training the president.
Yeah, but don't
I'm here to serve the country.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Such a strange image that he went with.
Okay. The mood showed up a week ago. This is going to get cleaned up very shortly, okay? Because I nailed these guys. I got digital fingerprints on everything that they've done through the FBI and the Department of Justice.
What's
so
the worst thing?
It's no. Oh, well, the felony. They're going to get prosecuted probably for the felony. They'll probably get prosecuted for that. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
The lie detector stars.
Mm-hmm. The felony of what? Leaking
felony of
his
leaking his
financial documents that were not a felony. They weren't. They were totally publicly available. That's a felony.
That's one of that's one of the distracting elements here of this amateur hour that is going on in the White House. And this is, remember this happened with the Obama administration too. It was a total amateur hour for the first 6 months. They weren't quite sure what to, it's true of, I think, almost every administration when they come in. If they're bringing in a bunch of people who are new to government or new to this level of government, it's hard to make that adjustment. And the problem is that they still were bringing in amateurs 6 months in. Mostly you learn, you go and you hire old hands, people who are, you know, used to this. Mm-hmm. And that's where, now Kelly is an interesting choice. He's not really an executive branch old hand. He's a military guy, but he at least is a, you know, he ran a significantly large organization for the Marine Corps. So at least he understands how to do that.
Well, Mooch is doing an online event tomorrow to explain everything.
He's canceled that.
He did?
Yes.
There's still people are still talking about it, really?
Yeah. I believe he has pulled the plug on that tomorrow. Hmm. Let's double check that. They're still talking about it. But as of right before the show started, they were saying, it's canceled. That is canceled.
Canceled?
Yeah.
He'll be back. Don't worry. Don't be too disappointed.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to. Well,
now that you heard about
it. He was gold for, you know, anybody in this business kind of thing. I mean, that guy, the way he talked. He talked about himself in third person. He was one of those guys.
Well, he referred to his own
Mooch.
His own nickname in third person. The Mooch is here.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay. By the way, this whole little escapade on his part cost him $7.5 million.
Mm. Oh wow!
Not to count what it's going to cost him in the divorce, which probably would have happened anyway. But his wife at least is blaming Trump for the divorce. But I don't think that's really what it was. Here is the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots with Violetta Pattermanic, being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Then there's this, play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com. Check it out today.
All right. It's a top 5 at 5 right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. We have made it all the way up to, let's see,
number 3.
And Richard Roper is here. Richard Roper is going to be reviewing important films for us at 5:40 today.
Well, important reviews of some films. At least we'll say that.
The new Halle Berry. The new Stephen King novel that is that has been made into a film. And an inconvenient
there
sequel.
We go. I kept hearing you as Al Gore during the inconvenient sequel.
When I see the interviews with him, I feel I channel that voice.
They are going to, they would be right. Future generations would be right to ask, what the hell were you thinking?
That's a direct quote from the movie.
It is. I love that. I love that scene because he gets angry only through part of the expression.
Yes.
What the hell were you thinking? It's a little Dr.
It's so true. It's a little good that it's got that Southern gentleman thing. Yeah. Sweat on only one side of his face. I'm sorry. And then the other guy, I got worked up there.
All right.
Hey, this is a little Dr. Phil.
We will. Wow. All right, here we go. Yeah. Number three. First trailer for the remake of Death Wish dropped this morning, and outrage has already begun on the interwebs. Death Wish was originally with Charles Bronson back in the 1970s, right? And now it's been remade with Bruce Willis, being a doctor whose family gets killed, so he goes on like a killing rampage to go after bad guys in the community, and he does it with a lot of glee. Mm-hmm. And here's the issue: is that in social media, people are like, "Well, this seems to be tone deaf to the violence in America." Mm.
Way in the morning, Shay 4-5. We gotta talk about what's happening in Chicago.
What about the shooter?
You look like a white dude.
The one they needed me most.
911, what is your emergency?
There's men, they're breaking into my house. I think they're here.
No.
I failed to protect them.
The men who did it are out there.
So there's nothing that you can do? Is that what you're saying?
If a man really wants to protect what's his,
I want to buy a gun.
He has to do it for himself.
Ooh, shout out to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I love it when we get mentioned. Takes place here, right? Was Bruce Willis shooting this here? I wonder.
He was.
He was, yeah.
I think I believe they're done. I'm pretty sure they're finished filming it. And you know, when it came out in the early 70s with Charles Bronson, it was that era right around the Bernie Goetz thing and the New York subway violence and all that. And it's a pretty grotesque film when you go back. Mm-hmm. But in this day and age, it does seem like it could be the wrong film for our times. Mm-hmm. Eli Roth is the guy who's given us movies such as Hostel and Cabin Fever. Also, we're not talking about, you know, Christopher Nolan giving a nuanced look at the vigilante problem.
Right.
This guy does hard R, you know, torture porn type movies.
Right. Hostel is one of those crazy, like it's violence porn.
Yeah, and he's a good, and he's a talented filmmaker, so it sometimes makes it, you know, even more shocking because it's well done torture porn.
Oh, yeah.
So, could be problematic.
Well, thank God the kids at Lollapalooza are not going to be there. This happens to me every year when Lollapalooza is on. I can never say it right.
Number two.
London bears the brunt of the latest flying shark attack.
Uh-oh.
In Sharknado 5, global swarming.
Too soon.
They're telling us now that the Sharknado story could not have been told in 4 installments. Is that what they're telling
us? Yeah, much like the Lord of the Rings films.
Tara Reid, Chris Kattan, Dolph Lundgren lead the cast.
Thanks.
As they dash around London trying to fend off the murderous creatures in the latest installment of the franchise, the Queen of England and the Pope are not even safe in Sharknado 5, debuting on the Sci-Fi Channel.
2017, a world divided with only one thing that can unite us all.
Sharks. Why is it always going to be sharks?
Yep, we're making America bait again.
This could be the last curtain call.
That's why you love those movies.
Not just for America, but for the world.
It's the next chapter of the franchise that's been hailed as gloriously idiotic and absolutely pointless.
It's a Safari-nado!
I just killed Bret Michaels.
Sharknado 5, global swarming.
Yes, that's your friend on there as well in that movie. Gilbert.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Paycheck.
Yes. Gilbert still has not forgiven me for stiffing him for $20. I bought him 2 meals, and then he wanted $20 for the cab ride. That's how close we are in Las Vegas to get back to his hotel.
Great.
That was really something. Where's my money?
I hear where he's coming from.
Yeah, that was his issue. Yeah. All right, are you ready to close this thing up now with the final one?
Final and most important one.
Number one.
Happy birthday to New England Patriot signal caller Tom Brady.
Say it like you mean it, Ro.
He turned 40 years young today.
Mm.
While he may be one of the most attractive athletes working today, so his loyal fans are raging. And a new wax figure that was not quite up to snuff. The wax Tom Brady was unveiled at the Dreamland Wax Museum in Boston, where the New England Patriots quarterback is practically worshipped. Fans are upset.
I don't look at that and see, like, the God persona of Brady.
The cheeks and the chin, it's like, it's not the right shape.
The smile's not there. He's got that million-dollar smile that the girls fall in love with.
Tom Brady's a good-looking guy. This isn't a good-looking guy. Okay. This looks like his ugly brother.
I do not at all think this wax figure is as handsome as the real-life Brady.
So true. I mean, it's not as bad as that courtroom sketch. Remember that during the Deflategate? Yeah. But it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. So now this museum is inviting people. Let us know how we can improve the creepy wax museum's
version. Oh, it's very weird. Yeah.
But again, no wax figure in the history of wax figures has looked anything like the person they're depicting ever.
And you really couldn't do Tom Brady justice in a wax form anyway. Not
you could pour hot wax on him.
Oh, God, Violetta. Goodness.
What? That's not, I mean, I meant a nice way.
What?
We know.
How did you mean that? How is that possibly
it was
nice?
Either super dirty or super violent. I'm not sure which it was.
Not mutually exclusive.
Maybe both.
Yeah. Although we learned yesterday.
I
just want to ask Richard this question very quickly. If you could guess what Violetta's favorite karaoke song to sing is, what would you guess it would be?
You might guess.
It's probably that one where she takes the bat to the pickup truck and smushes it by Carrie Underwood.
Oh,
that would be a good one.
Before he cheats.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. I don't think she cares. Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah, that was number two. Yeah.
All right, we didn't ask you to do it. Here, by the way, singing happy birthday to Tom Brady, they're being billed now as the Connettes. I want to take no responsibility for this whatsoever. Who's in this? It's you?
Me, Judy, Violetta.
Wow.
Did the Bradyettes.
All right. The Bradyettes.
Careful if you're on the roses. This could get a little interesting.
Who's the best singer? Are you a good singer?
Aren't you all going to sing?
Yeah, I know, but I want to... But whoever's good,
I think it's okay. We'll just like wing it. Ready?
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8. Happy birthday.
Okay.
I'll give you a little. It
should be like this.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's gotta be all sexy salty.
I think it's more
guess
like
how she did it.
Happy birthday.
Like
it's very low. Is that okay? Happy birthday to you.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, I think Stephanie's going to have to leave.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tommy.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Love you, Tommy.
So beautiful. Thanks, Tommy.
Killed it.
Totally. You sure
nailed
did.
It.
Is it over yet?
Oh, God. All right, people can turn their radios back on.
Hey, thank goodness.
The top five at five.